We continue to pray across America. Today we pray for Wyoming and Colorado. We thank you, Father, for Cheyenne, the capital of Wyoming, and the 577,000 people that live there. We pray for their salvation, transformation, reformation, revival. We thank you that it attained statehood in 1890 and became the 44th state to join the Union, and that it has 23 counties, but only one area code, 307, all in the Mountain Time Zone, and that it's the third largest population of Mormons. We pray for them to come to know Jesus as Savior and Lord and be set free from any deception. We thank you that has the largest active dune system in the U.S., second in the world, the world's largest. And we're grateful for that it holds the world's largest herd of desert elk. We thank you for the Yellowstone National Park, first and largest one in the U.S., for the clay bentonite that is used for energy industry, developing natural resources like gas and oil, and that it leads as a uranium producer with the largest amount known in the country. We lift up Wyoming to you, Father God, and we thank you for it. We pray that they will experience revival. We praise you and thank you. We're not to be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, to let our requests be made known to you. We ask for the generations in Wyoming, all of them, to serve, honor, and respect you with virtuous integrity in this state, that they would come and dwell with you each day from the moment they wake up to the moment they lay their heads to sleep, especially in such a beautiful, beautiful location. Guide them safely through the night and wake them up with the morning light. Bless them in the year of our Lord 2026. We say, Jesus, you are Lord of Wyoming. Break forth. We thank you for Colorado. And we praise you for its beauty from its peaks to plains, for Denver, the capital, for almost 6 million people. And we praise you that all creation declares your glory. Let your glory be known in every home, school, church, and workplace in both Wyoming and Colorado. Ignite revival in their hearts and renewal in their land. Unite your church in truth and love. Bless families with peace, leaders with integrity, and all who serve with courage and protection. From Castle Rock to Denver, Aspen to Aurora, Grand Junction to Pueblo, fill them with your presence. Raise up godly leaders who will serve you humbly and shine your light to every community and nation. May Colorado glorify your name from generations to come, in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you, Father, for the state becoming a part of the Union. In 1876, it became a state and the 38th state to join the Union. That the Denver, we thank you for the Denver International Port, the largest in the U.S., the longest commercial runway. More than a third of the land is owned by the government. The government controls mining, grazing, and logging in the area. And the water that falls west of the Continental Divide from Colorado flows to the Pacific Ocean, giving water to so many people on the Pacific coast. All the while to the east heads to the Atlantic Ocean. We thank you and praise you and say, Jesus is Lord of Colorado.